In this bulletin, Ukraine calls for Russia to be sanctioned as its neighbour continues to deny firing missiles in a civilian shopping mall. Lawyers for Ghislaine Maxwell say they plan to appeal her prison sentence. And in tennis, Serena Williams knocked out of Wimbledon in the first round. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. But first, Anthony Albanese will explain Australia's vision for the Indo-Pacific during a presentation at a NATO public forum in Spain later today. The Prime Minister is expected to say that Australia's ironclad support of peace and sovereignty in Europe underscores its approach to the Indo-Pacific region. Mr. Albanese is also expected to promise that under his Labor government, Australia will defend the values of respect for international laws and territorial integrity. In a thinly veiled reference to China, Mr. Albanese will recognise their strategic competition and that Australia is not afraid to stand up with all the other countries in the region for open, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific. War crimes investigators have inspected the charred remains of a shopping mall in central Ukraine hit by a Russian missile strike yesterday. Members of a team of international legal experts have gathered beside the mall in Kremenchuk, briefing Ukrainians and wearing uniforms identifying them as war crimes police. Meanwhile, Russia has continued to deny it fired missiles on the mall. Russia's Deputy Permanent Representative to the UN, Dmitry Polyansky, has told the United Nations Security Council that armed forces had struck a military target which must have exploded, causing a blaze that spread to the nearby shopping centre.
That is when apparently the idea came to stage a new type of provocation, an alleged strike on a shopping centre in Kremenchuk. In reality, there was no strike on the shopping centre. The Russian armed forces used precision weapons to strike hangars with Western weapons and ammunitions received from the United States and European countries in the area of the Kremenchuk Road machinery plant.
Russia has repeatedly denied it targets civilian infrastructure in Ukraine. A truth commission set up in Colombia as part of the Civil War peace deal has delivered its final report, which details the horrific impact of the years-long armed conflict between the South American nation's government and militia. The report found 50,000 people were kidnapped between 1990 and 2018 in the war, often by rebel groups who kept hostages for ransom. It also mentioned that more than 7 million people were forced to flee their homes and that 56,000 civilians were killed by Colombia's armed forces, including and presented to authorities as rebel fighters killed in action by soldiers seeking promotions and vacation time. The 900-page report is the result of interviews with 30,000 war victims, military leaders, former guerrilla fighters, and five former Colombian presidents. Lawyers for Ghislaine Maxwell say they plan to appeal the 20-year sentence handed down to the disgraced British socialite for helping Jeffrey Epstein sexually abuse teenage girls. In her sentencing remarks, US District Judge Alison Nathan said that a significant term was necessary to send an unmistakable message that these kinds of crimes would be punished. But speaking outside the New York courtroom after the case concluded, Maxwell's lawyer, Bobby Sternum, said Epstein was the actual criminal who had left her client holding the whole bag.
Our client, Ghislaine Maxwell, has been vilified, pilloried, and it left little room for her to be treated fairly, because even before she stepped forward into this courthouse, she was being tried and convicted in the court of public opinion. We are confident that she will prevail on appeal.
Scotland is pushing for another vote on its independence from England. Voters rejected independence in 2014, but Scotland's semi-autonomous government says Britain's departure from the European Union means the question must be put to a second vote, since Brexit was opposed by a majority of Scots. Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says a second referendum would be held in October next year.
The issue of independence cannot be suppressed. it must be resolved democratically. And that must be through a process that is above reproach and commands confidence. That is why I am setting out today the actions the Scottish Government and the Lord Advocate will take in the absence of a Section 30 order to secure Scotland's right to choose.
UK President Boris Johnson has previously refused to issue a Section 30 order, which gives authority to the Scottish Parliament to hold a referendum. He says the main priority for Britain was the economic pressures the country faced. In tennis, Serena Williams has been knocked out of Wimbledon in the first round, going down to French debutante Harmony Tan in a centre court epic. Williams had not played a singles match since retiring hurt against Aleksandra Šašanović in the same tournament last year. And in the end, the rustiness of so much time away from the court proved too much. Harmony Tan told fans after the match she was worried at first when she saw the draw.
Yeah, it's Serena Williams. She's a legend, and I was like, oh my god, how can I play? And if I can win one game or two games, it was really good for me.
Well, you'll be delighted to know you did much, much better than that.